95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. I would like you people to listen very closely today because I think Doug is high. I'm just putting that out there. Just listen to what you hear and just maybe...
Who are you, man?
Maybe check it out through those lenses.
I think I'm enjoying kidney stones. I get these from time to time. I've had them since I was 16. And it just throws you into a whole different loop,
isn't that
man.
Supposed to be really painful?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it really is. The first,
all right,
the
we're
first couple
need
of
some
times.
Medication.
Yeah,
down
so that's
here.
What I'm enjoying today. I'll tell you what.
Oh,
yeah.
You already have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was asking for somebody to bring it, but all right.
No, I do need more. I'm completely out, and I'm in great pain. Damn it.
On the show today, we're going to talk about a new museum for Bob Dylan.
Oh, sweet.
Who knew that existed?
Not me.
Dodger Dog Picks.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about today. There's a game tonight and all weekend.
And if you're going to be out there, we want to see you consuming a Dodger dog. We want to see how you do it.
Just tag us in your photos.
Yeah. And you know what? You'll win nothing. Won't that be nice?
Also, remember yesterday we were talking about the lottery ticket that the person ruined?
Oh, my gosh.
I said it was $60 million. All right, listen. I was off a little. It was $26 million. But still.
Still, $26
million? $26 million is ridiculous.
What's 34 between friends? You know, big deal.
So we're going to talk about that and things that were expensive that maybe you ruined.
Oh,
because that happens before you know it, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, what did I just do?
You know Chris O'Dowd? He's one of the funniest fellas in the world, and he was screwing around in a little gift shop or whatever on film, and was playing with a snow globe, pretended like he almost dropped it, and then he did.
And really?
Just crashed onto the floor. And I thought,
hey,
well,
look at me.
Yes,
I'm goofing around.
Yes. Oh. And, it, you know, I think it was like a collector's item sort of thing. And, it, and at first I thought, well, maybe that was a really well done joke. But no, he really feels terrible about it.
Of course.
So, we want to hear about those kind of stories.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And yesterday we had a winner with our 1 second of nonstop rock. It was very confusing.
Yes. He was sure he didn't know what it was.
In the 3 o'clock hour, the guy said he knew 100%. He was wrong.
I'm totally wrong.
In the 4 o'clock hour, when it was
6,500,
yes, he said, "I have zero idea."
Yeah,
and then he named the correct song.
He was totally dead
on, which was crazy. It was "Monkey Wrench" by Foo Fighters.
Yeah, yeah.
So this hour we have $500 for our 1 second of nonstop rock before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Sammy Hagar taking on David Bowie, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, and Heroes.
Bob Dylan, of course, has been the subject of tribute concerts and documentaries and fictional films and books.
And the father of Jacob Dylan of the Wallflowers?
Correct. And now, on May 10th, 2022, Dylan will add a new museum dedicated to his life and career.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. Where's it going to be?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa? I don't have to go to Tulsa.
I don't know.
That's a long ways.
I'm not positive why it's there, but it's apparently going to contain a collection of more than 100,000 items spanning Dylan's career, including handwritten manuscripts, notebooks, correspondence, films, videos, photographs, artwork.
Dang.
All kinds of stuff. So I thought we would speak with the man himself as we go to the Heineken 00 hotline. Bob Dylan,
what?
Welcome to the Kevin and Sluggo Show.
Dude, you're pulling out, man. That's
right?
Amazing. Hello?
Hey, Kevin Sluggo.
Yeah, it's good to have you on.
Hey, it's good to be on. How are you doing today?
Yeah, so it's going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you're saying? Is that what you,
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah.
Okay, and what kind of stuff have you donated to it?
I ain't donated nothing. They bought it all.
Oh, you sold it all?
Yeah, I'm selling everything. Everything must go.
I get a little more excited
and sell them cheap.
How do people buy Bob Dylan stuff? You're not having a garage sale.
They write me a check.
I see, yeah.
And then I send them boxes of crap.
Okay, I understand. Do they know what they're getting? You just send them crap. It's a grab bag.
Just empty the garage. Just send them the hookings and papers and things and this. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. Because, you know, I just sold my publishing rights $300 million.
Your publishing rights went for $300
million? Yeah.
I thought he said something about tires or something. I was confused.
Yeah, it's sometimes difficult.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, a little confused. Yeah.
Yes.
No, $300 million in my publishing rights. Yeah. You can kiss my old ass.
Now, I heard that you also had a solo album coming out, or you're planning on touring until COVID.
Yeah, I was going to go on a tour, but then COVID came, and I couldn't tour because I'm old and I die.
You are old. Yes, that's true. So are you going to reschedule the concerts or no?
Yeah, like on the road and just sing all the songs that people love and make even more money. I'm going to be old and rich.
I didn't realize you were greedy. That seems like the opposite.
Oh, yeah. No, I love money. I love me some money. I'll sell anything. Oh, yeah, anything. $5, you can have anything.
For $5, wow. We can have anything.
Nice.
Yeah. Everything will go.
How about like a guitar? Do you have one of those?
I have a guitar. I'm Bob Dylan.
It's Bob Bleeding Dylan.
I'm saying you said anything for $5. So right. I'm suggesting $5.
I'll send you $5. Yeah, yeah, no problem.
Can we stop by later and pick it up?
Are you going to be there when this museum opens?
No, it's in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, been talking about Billy Idol being one of the first to jump back into the concert world. He had plans for October, but now he's doing some shows in August.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
So where?
I believe it's in Vegas. Pretty sure it's in Vegas.
All right.
Yeah, so he's like, I'll think we can do it.
If you've not seen Billy Idol, he is...
Oh, my God.
He's
always
crazy good.
Yep.
He's crazy good.
He always brings it.
Yep.
Totally.
So we're going to see him in Vegas, and I. I'm positive of
that. Yes.
Tell me about the pipeline on the East Coast. It was ransomware? It was hacked?
I believe it was ransomware, and they paid up.
They did?
Yeah, it's back online. It's pumping out the gas again. It is a major supplier for this fine country of ours.
Especially on the East Coast.
Yep. So that's kind of what triggered, I guess, the...
A lot of people were hoarding gas.
Yep, as a direct result.
Like it happens. Like it happened last year with toilet paper.
Yeah.
It's bad enough that people have to be reminded to stop filling up shopping bags.
Yes,
with gas,
with gasoline. That's safe.
In what world does that make sense?
Man.
Now people are getting hurt through questionable choices involving fuel hoarding. A day before, a fight broke out between somebody cutting in line.
Oh, man. This is 70s all over again.
It really is.
You remember sitting in line waiting for gas in
the
70s?
Yes, except for...
You were in a car.
And there was a real shortage.
And there was an actual worldwide
shortage.
There's not
this time.
No. Right.
On May 13th, when was that? That was
yesterday.
Yeah. A Pickens County, South Carolina Sheriff's Office deputy attempted to pull over a 2007 Pontiac G6 after noticing that the plates mounted on the car were apparently stolen.
Okay. All right.
The woman that was driving, a 28-year-old woman, hit the gas... Instead of the brake, it sounds here like it makes it sound like a mistake, and flipped the car before the officer could even make the radio call. When she flipped the car, and maybe this is instant karma, all of the gasoline that she was hoarding in her trunk.
Oh, no.
Blew.
Oh, man.
And the car was engulfed in flames.
Oh, man.
She's in the hospital now, and I think she's okay, but she was also engulfed in flames.
This is... perfect example of why you don't play with... I mean, what are you thinking? How do you not know that?
I really don't know.
Wow.
She had many containers in her trunk that she filled up with gas.
She
flipped the car and it just all went up.
She had to have done that with toilet paper, too. What if she had had both at the same time? Would have been a
the
major
fire. Would have been crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, so let's not. Be better.
Well, you know, out here on the West Coast, we know better.
We're good. Right, of course.
That's not going to happen here.
We would never do that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have money to give away.
Yeah, we got $500. That's righteous bucks. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Correct.
It is, but it's kind of weird how 500 suddenly sounds like less.
Well, the last one was...
6,500, I do believe.
Yes, and it was Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
And a guy called up and said, I have no idea, but I'm just going to take a stab. And he said that and won the money.
You know, all we've been saying, why would you call if you don't know? And yet this guy proves that that's a dumb idea. If you
were stupid,
get through and be a caller 13, hey, what the hell?
Maybe you'll get it right.
Yeah, you never know.
So we picked a new one.
Yeah, we've chosen a new one.
And you have to identify this song. We call her 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the artist and the title of the song, and you'll win $500.
And here it is. What is that? I mean, you know right away. I've heard that many times.
Yes, of course.
But what the hell? Where? Yeah. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Jared Schneider.
Hey, George Schneider, you're caller 13.
Jared, I think. Jared?
George? Jared?
Yes, Jared.
All right, George, hang on.
Good luck, Bill. We're really rooting for you.
All right, we're going to play you the clip again, and then you have to tell us. Do you think you know what it is?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I think so.
Wow, from hearing it just once on the air, that's impressive. I hope that's true, Bill, Steve, Rick, Don. Here you go. You ready?
Yes.
Here it is. What is that?
Is that Love Fool by the Cardigans?
Oh,
I'm very sorry. That is incorrect.
Wow, I haven't thought of that song in years.
Sorry, Larry.
Dang. Bill, you try again later. All right, Steve?
All right. You got it, Billy.
All right, have a good weekend, man. Thanks, Jared.
$1,000 between 4 and 5. I like how comfortable and calm our listeners are.
Yeah.
It's very nice. Tim just tweeted us, hello, guys. We have dead air.
No, that's actually the new Foo Fighters song, Waiting on a War. I think it's daring of Dave to have that long, silent stretch at the beginning of that song.
Yeah, no, that was you.
No, it's really weird, isn't it? I've
heard that song many times. It does not have silence at the beginning of it.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
But thank you, Tim, for the heads
up. Yeah, Tim, thanks for paying attention. Someone is, at least. That's a good thing.
All right, let's talk about Dodger games. There's a Dodger game tonight.
Yeah.
Boy, tomorrow, Sunday during the day.
All back home again, which is nice for them.
And we posted on at Kevin and Slug on Twitter a picture that somebody sent us of a Dodger dog selfie.
Yeah, now we want to see a lot of these. She's having a doggy. She's eating that fine dog. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. But, you know, it looks like she's enjoying her dog.
You're miraculous today.
I know, man. I'm so ready for a weekend.
If you go to a game, that's part of the fun of it.
Yeah, definitely. That's a major part.
I mean, I'm not a huge baseball fan because I think it's a little slow. Yeah, but you know, if you go, it's great.
Definitely have
hang out with your friends, get a beer, get a Dodger dog.
Yep. Play some side bets.
You gamble on the game.
But, you know, if you're going to have that Dodger dog, you know, we want to see it, man. We want to make fun of it. I mean, put it on.
Praise it.
Yes. Say, wow, that's good
great
form.
You look good.
I think eventually, if this happens, we'll find something to give people. I think that's kind of the ultimate
really
goal.
That's your plan?
No, I'm just lying at this point. We just want pictures. Somewhere down the line, we might.
Hey, listen, there's a possibility that at some point, at some time in the future, we might find something to reward all of you with.
Like a pat on the back. That's probably about it, though.
All right, so take a picture, a selfie, a Dodger dog selfie, and just tag us on Twitter or Instagram at Kevin and Sluggo. I'm going to give that today because I don't think that you could be trusted.
There's no way, dude. It'll definitely be at Kevin and Bean.
And Sluggo.
That's what I would say.
That's what we're saying. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You see, we talked about this the other day. A California woman purchased a $26 million winning lottery ticket in November.
Yep.
But accidentally put the ticket in her pocket of her pants, and then her pants went into the laundry.
Oh my God. You know, we were talking about this last night at home, and I was like, what would you do? And you found out you destroyed a $26 million lottery ticket. How do you deal with that?
Well, she contacted the lottery and said, I bought it.
Yeah, and they went and verified it.
And then they went and verified it, but then they also, she bought it in an Arco AM/PM.
Yep, and they actually found the footage of her coming in and purchasing that particular ticket.
The surveillance footage, but it's not enough to claim the prize.
No. So what, I mean, you know, all right, so then you find out, even after all that, you had that hope for a minute.
This was in Norwalk, California. I wonder if she knew it. It says it was bought last November, but you have, what, six months?
It's a while,
yeah.
And it expired, and then that money just gets thrown back into the whatever.
So I wonder if she knew she had it, or if she just realized.
That I don't know.
When it came out.
Yeah, but, I mean, to have gone through all of that.
Now, if she knew she had it, there's no way she would have just put it in her pocket. Although that's what I would have done. $26 million. There's no way.
Oh, my God. If it was a winning ticket?
Yes.
Yeah, man. I would have bought a safe and I would have flown to an island and I would have started spending that money.
Everybody you know.
You wouldn't hear me. You wouldn't hear from me again.
Change your phone number.
It's been nice knowing you, Kevin. But I sure as hell wouldn't wash it. But if I did, and if you did, what would you do?
I don't know because
I hate myself as it is. I had 10 seconds of dead air a little while ago, and I'm giving myself crap for that.
You should. It's terrible. It was really awful.
I love how on top of it everybody is out there, man. That's awesome. You guys are like, what are you doing? Hey!
I thought it was my Alexa.
But if I destroyed a $26 million ticket,
I don't know what I would do. That would be really difficult.
Yeah. Damn.
The one-time payout would have been $19.7 million.
Oh.
And it goes to California's public schools. as the California lottery has already determined.
It is just gone.
So thank you, ma'am, for helping the schools.
That's nice.
But I would be angry at myself forever. $26 million.
No, I would never get over that, I don't think. You know, we were discussing, is she lucky because she, you know, actually got the right ticket, or unlucky because that happened to her? Which is it? I mean, I don't believe
I mean, lucky.
I don't really.
In that she got it because everybody has horrible odds.
Yes. Oh, man.
So super lucky that she got it.
Right.
And then I don't think it's luck. I think she screwed up.
Yeah.
And
big time.
That really hurts. Oh,
duh. Did you do that? 818-955-KLOS. We want to talk about
that. The closest thing that I ruined that was expensive was a brand new car. And I got into an accident driving home from the dealership.
Oh, no.
After I bought
it. You had just bought it.
And so then they had to tow it back, and they had no parts for it yet because it was so new. And it took like a month to get parts.
What, did they give you any kind of crap at all?
Of course.
Like, dude. Of
come
course.
On. Like they should. Yeah, it was Bo Bachman. I was like, Bo, you're not going to believe this, man. Hey, you love the car? No, I just got in an accident.
He's like, I can't deal with you anymore, man.
There was another woman, too. There was a story where it was a $10 million painting on the wall. Mm-hmm. And she turned and just her elbow just went through it.
Oh,
yeah.
That second of that rip and that sound.
Now, I would guess that if you have that expensive of art, you probably have insurance.
Oh, you better.
You certainly don't have insurance for a lottery ticket, but everything else.
You got a lot of stuff in the house you can go around breaking if you got a $10 million painting.
Yeah, probably correct.
Where you can put an elbow
through.
Still,
somebody's elbow went through it, and they must have thought in that instance,
damn it!
Oh, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just did that.
No kidding.
So that's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. It has, the more expensive, the better.
Yeah.
And the worse way you did it, the better as well.
Yeah, sure.
I wasn't paying attention. I hit it with a broom. I don't know. Listen, that just came off the top of my head. I'm not sure why. All right, 818-955-KLOS. We're doing our old request fest coming up in a few minutes at 5.
Yeah, that, I love that.
Which is always fun, between 5 and 7 on Fridays.
Doesn't matter what it is. If we can find it, it's loud and it's a party song, we'll throw it on for ya.
There was a woman in Southern California that got a winning lottery ticket from an ARCO AMPM and then put it through the wash, and it's now worthless.
Destroyed it.
$26 million.
They said there's no way we can give you this money.
So we're asking you what it is that you destroyed. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I ruined my brother's brand new Harley.
Oh, no.
I was more upset that I did it. I was in so much afraid of my brother because I'm bigger.
All right, that's fair.
With his anger, he probably could have kicked my ass that day.
He probably should have as well. How'd you do that?
Well, he was buying it, and he was doing all the paperwork with the people at the Harley dealer, and I told him, hey, let me just go around the block.
While he was still signing the paperwork?
I came to an intersection, and this car kind of did like a rolling stop, so I had to slam on the brakes or I would have hit him.
Right.
But when I slammed the brakes, the back end of the Harley went down, and I went down, and my brother was pissed off at me.
Well, that does sound
Wait, how did you get back to the dealership with the ruined Harley?
Walked it?
Yeah?
It was right down the street when it happened, so I was only like maybe 20 houses away from the dealership.
And did you not consider just going the other direction, just walking away from the whole thing, all of life?
Leaving the bike?
That's what I would have done, I think. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hey, tell Kevin it's AMPM, not AMPM.
Okay, well, pass that on. Kevin, have you learned your lesson?
Listen, that's as good as correct for me, right?
Yes.
KLOS, hello.
It's Circle K, not Circle K. Hi, KLOS.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, you ruined something expensive?
Oh, man.
All right, well, I ruined a marriage, and that cost me a lot of money.
Very well. That's good. That's perfect. Hi, KLOS. Did you ruin anything expensive?
Actually, I backed into Paris Hilton pink Bentley.
No way!
Really? Really?
Yes, I did. Wait. Even better, I got a kiss the cheek when I left.
Because she ruined her car?
Because she felt sorry for me, I guess.
Oh, that's nice. I'm going to go back into her pink Cadillac. Yeah, baby.
I don't think that's what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have some money for you.
Yeah, $1,000.
$1,000 with our 1 second of nonstop
rock.
we promise no interruptions, no commercials.
During
no
this
other
one
songs,
second. Yeah.
During this one second.
Yeah. Yep.
So we're going to play it for you. This is only the second time.
Yeah.
This is a new one since yesterday. We play the 1 second clip. You can identify it. You're caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. And you will win $1,000.
$1,000. All right. So title, artist, here you go. What is that? You think you know. 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
It's Kevin and Slagos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $1,000, KLOS, who's this?
Yeah, this is Ruben.
Ruben, you're caller 13.
No way.
It's true.
It is true.
Now, you blow our minds, and after only hearing it twice, tell us that you know what this song is so we can give you $1,000.
All right.
All right, we're going to play it for you one time, and then you tell us. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, here it goes. Artist and title, please.
All right. Is it Heart, Crazy in Love?
Nope.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect, sir.
All right.
All right. Sorry, man. It is not Crazy in Love by Heart. So I guess on Monday,
$1,500. Yeah.
We're going to play whatever the hell we want to play. That's what we're going to do next.
We do that on Fridays between 5 and 7.
Two hours of insanity.
We're like, look, we can be average and normal during the week, but between 5 and 7 on a Friday,
we're going to blow it.
Correct. So
whatever you want to hear, 818-955-KLOS. Going to get your weekend started. We can find it. We'll throw it on for you. 818-955-KLOS. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy, and it's the All Request Fest now.
Move it, boy. I gotta tell you, I love that song.
That's very odd to hear that. I haven't heard that since the 80s, I don't think.
I had my iTunes on shuffle.
Oh, really?
And this came up a couple weeks ago, and I was like, wow, I forgot that's about bizarre. That. And Cheryl from Glendale also requested it, so.
So what we're doing between 5 and 7 on Fridays, it is the All Request Fest, so you got something buzzing around in your head, and even if it ain't the normal kind of thing, we don't care. Give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. My request is to see them play live as soon as humanly possible.
I know, I would love that.
Dirty Honey on KLOS.
I would love that so much.
Yeah.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, what do you want to hear?
Oh, Sluggo, Kevin.
Yes, it's our All Request Fest. What do you have for us?
Stealing by Uriah Heep.
A little heap.
Well, you got to guess a little clip from the song.
No, trying to guess now. Don't you doing that?
No, I already know who it was.
Yeah. I think a lot of people know what it is this time.
But anyway,
so some stealing. Who are you?
Richard.
Richard, where are you calling from?
Well, right now I'm in Encino Hills, headed for Hemet.
And now where are you? Now where are you?
Same. Have you been out there?
Same. Now. All right, it's Stealing. It's Uriah Heep on KLOS.
Thank you, buddy.
Right on, take care.
You know what would be perfect right now is any kind of list.
Yeah. I think JD is going to be able to hook us up this weekend.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's all about lists. It's every hour, there's going to be two sets of themes. It's going to be girls in rock or, like, I don't know, California songs or songs to bang to, that sort of thing. You know, JD will be playing. I'm starting at 2 on Saturday and Sunday.
That's
this weekend.
A sexy way to say it. Songs to bang to.
Yeah, you're welcome. More than happy to help out. Do you know how fast you were going on your little bat motor scooter?
No, it's certain people who know, they tell you, do not say that. You say,
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I always do. I never say, oh,
you
yeah.
You never answer?
No, I know.
Yeah, I was going 105.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that. We both know that we shouldn't do that. That's
correct,
interesting.
Yes.
Don't you think? It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. And come Monday, we're going to have some cash to maybe get you out of another police situation. How much is it now?
It is up to $1,500.
And there's no way you can guess what it was. There certainly wasn't any clue earlier
Except
today.
Except for earlier today, we made a small...
Well, he was close. Very close. It was a nice try. But anyway. Anyways, come Monday, good luck from this KLOS deal. 1 second of nonstop rock.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Royal Blood with Trouble Coming for Aaron in Tustin, and I'd like to second that.
Yeah.
As well.
Such a damn good song.
Can
Can't
we play it again? Or
sure, why not?
Okay.
Let's do it a few times. Actually, I have for now Justin, one of my favorite Guns N' Roses songs by far. Used to love her, but I had to kill her. On 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. All Request Fest! Oh! Stop it.
I don't remember all of those little clips from the original song.
Oh, you mean there at the very end when I was doing that?
No, before that.
What did it taste like to you?
Tasted like Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Not that I know how he tastes.
It is the All Request Fest. It's 95.5 KLOS. And we heard from Steve who said, hey, I heard Marcy play tubes earlier today. Could you throw on some more for us now? No, we can't do that. Das Clash on the All Request Fest, 95.5 KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, got a request. I heard Bob Dylan. Was that Bob?
Yeah, wasn't it nice of him to call? That was very thoughtful.
Yes, was.
He sounded a little more out of it than usual, but whatever.
Yeah.
So you got a song you want to hear? What do you want to hear?
Maybe something by Zeppelin, Houses of the Holy.
Such damn good stuff from Volbeat, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and it's Friday!
And it's all Request Fest.
Ah, that's my favorite part
he
of the
tried
week.
To say. Layla from Corona wanted to hear a little Jane's Addiction. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
Dude, it's Friday, and my favorite sound of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
Yeah!
Yes, it is the weekend.
Woo! All right.
You're so bizarre. Everybody loves Friday, but take it easy.
Oh, man.
Take it easy.
I'm so happy.
All right. Listen, we have a podcast that I would love for you to check out. It's called Great News with Kevin and Mike on YouTube.
And I have nothing for you to check out at all, except I'm going to go home and pet the kitty, and maybe I'll post pictures of that. Which you don't want.
Nope.
See you Monday. Bye. A couple of very different humans born on this day in rock in 1952. It was David Byrne of the Talking Heads turn, born in Scotland. And 10 years later in 1962, CC DeVille of Poison, born in Brooklyn. A little band calling themselves the Silver Beats slipped on stage on this day in rock in 1968 to play a couple of intermissions during a show that was happening in Liverpool. It was an audition for Brian Kelly, a promoter. In the band, and John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Stu Sutcliffe, and Tommy Moore. The Silver Beats later changed their name to the Silver Beatles. Quite a big day for music memorabilia on this day in rock in 1993 during a Christie's auction in London. The acoustic guitar that Elvis Presley used to make his first recordings back in 1954 sold for $152,000, and costumes worn by Kiss on stage sold for $35,000.